high dame kif mekorer, like he used to know which cell or which rock would give out like cold water, of a high dame kif ispe shav ruvet, and he would know which stone like would come out to give hot water. Was it be chamim, hot water come out from? The adhechen shav yusa machi, and he also knew how far the hot water would reach, or how hot it would be. So he was a big chacham to know exactly where to dig for water and to get the right type of water. Omer Rebbe Elazar, umeis b'noi v'tzomer, afa b'ken, even though Nechunya took care of the chayfim, he used to dig and make sure to give the water for the oil of Golem, still it happened that his own son died from thirst. And Omer Rebbe Chanina, man diyomer rachmona vatran, whoever says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mevat, like overlooks things, is the Yavatrim B'nei Moya, like his own stomach should be lost. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look over anything. Ela Marech Ruchya, even though sometimes people do Averis, and the big Rishoyim, and we don't see them getting the Reinish right away, they don't get a punishment, so we think like Hashem looks over it. No, Hashem doesn't look over it. No, Hashem is Marech Ruchya. He gives him time maybe to do tshuva. He doesn't get angry so fast. They go over the day, but at the end, eventually, they'll get back the Reinish. Whether it's in this world or next world, they'll get back the Reinish. Like here also, for some reason the Chunya had some Avera, that he deserved his own son to be having a Misa, and the son died with thirst. Even though you would think that since the son was the one that took care of the water for the other Golem, like he was Mesa Nefesh to give water to everybody, that should be the last thing that his son should die from thirst. Still no, Hashem doesn't look over anything. And Vaita, Omer Rav Acha Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Usvivov Nisai Ramoy. The web is right around Hashem, is very close, like, that means, medagdik imon kechut hasara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks over tzadikim kechut hasara. Like any little small thing that tzadik does, Hashem gives him the reinish right now. Kidei that, le'olam habo, they'll be able to get a bigger scar in le'olam habo. But the closer you are to Hashem, the more Hashem is medagdik in you. Like here, this nechunya. This time he did a very small avera, that because that his own son was mace. Omer Rabbi Yaisi. It's not because of this reason. Ela min madasir, from another post. It says, for noiruhu akol sviva. That whoever's around the Kodesh Baruch Hu is noiru, means you have to be fearful. Hashem watches you very carefully. Moiru ala kroivim yoisim in erchoikim. There's more yiru, you have to be more afraid of people that are closer to Hashem. In other words, Hashem looks over you much more than the people that are far away from Hashem. Rabbi Chago b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachman. Maisa, what happened to Maisa? Bechose dechet. With achose choye choife boiris sichon umaris. He was digging a lot of boiris, a lot of ditches for people. Li oivrim b'shoven. But people used to travel a lot on the roads. He like did a lot of chesed with them. He used to dig ditches of water to make sure these people had water to drink. Upam achas, one time, hoise bito everis. Li nose. One time his daughter was going over the yam, going over the ocean. Not sure, li nose to get married, she was going over there. The Shotvanor and the river grabbed her. They have been called Amma Olalen Gave. And Kitsa, they thought that she died. They thought she was drowned in the ocean. And everybody came to Menachem Novel him. It's called Amma Olalen Gave. Everybody came to Menachem Novel. They came to visit him. And Boye Menachem Te. They wanted to be Menachem Novel him. They wanted to take away his sorrow, take away his pains. For like Kibla Lamas Nachma. And he wasn't covered, he did not accept at all any tanchumim. He felt terrible that his own daughter was like killed from their ground in the ocean. Is oil Rav Pinchas ben Yor legabei. So Pinchas ben Yor came to also Menachem of him. Is boy Menachem te, v'loi kibbul aloi misnachma. He also wanted to be Menachem of him to make him feel happy. And he wasn't covered, he didn't accept anything. He felt the same sorrow the whole time. Is Omalun, so Pinchas ben Yor said, this is what you say about this person, that deinu chasidutchon. This is what's called about him a chosid. In other words, if he's a chosid, how come he's taking it so bad? If you're a chosid, you have to know Hashem does it, you have to be mekabel it. Like you're being bothered, the churba midas adin, if you're going to neged Hashem, like you have to be mekabel what Hashem did. How come you're so strict? Is Omar Loi. So he told the Omar Loi, they told the Pinchas Ben Yoyim, Rebbe, you should know, kach vekach hoye oisa, kach vekach ira. They told the Pinchas Ben Yoyim, the whole maestro, what happened? That what, that this chosid, the whole time was moistened nefesh to make sure people had water. He did a tremendous amount of chesed with water. He gave everybody water to drink. And now, all of a sudden, his own daughter drowned in the water. So, like the chosid couldn't understand, how could this happen? Like here, I'm being moistened nefesh to do chesed with the water, and how come my own daughter died from the water? Another pshat could be is maybe the chassid understood that really his daughter didn't die. Like he had a taina, it's not mastavra Hashem would kill my daughter through water. So therefore it was the mekabel tanchumim, because on a chai, if somebody's alive, you never mekabel tanchumim. So basically the chassid could be held that his daughter was taking her alive someplace. His Omri said like, Efshe shoye mechab, so the Pinkas Ben Yori is saying this now. Omar Efshe shoye mechab des boire b'mayim. If this chosid did such nice things, such cover to Hashem with the water, he did so much chesed with the water, v'hu mekavcha b'mayim, and now Hashem should be so angry to kill his own daughter in the water. Stam estavra. That's what the Pinkas Ben Yori said. Is miyad right away nofel havara. A curl went out in the city. Everybody started to talk right now. That boys beat the shloshe yosh. That the chosid's daughter came back. She's alive. She wasn't drowned. She came back. Is this the Yamri? Some say the suchta isaris, that a nest happened when she went into the drowned in the water there. She grabbed onto a leaf that saved her. Is the anef ochsa atzmav yosa? She grabbed onto some type of a leaf that she was saved. Is the Yamri? Some say malach yored v'dmus v'pinchas ben yoyer v'etzilot. No, it was a malach that went down to save her, and the malach looked at Pinchas ben Yoyer. Was b'schus to Pinchas ben Yoyer bracha poshe that he said this, she was saved. Yeah. The Gavina chorus. Gavina was the chorus. He used to make the announcements. Shohayim machrez the Beis Hamikdash. He used to be machrez in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Mahoyomer, what did he used to say? What the announcement that he used to say? Omdu hakahanim liavoida, ulaviyim uduchonim, v'yischrolam amodim. He used to be the vek, he used to wake them up, tell the kahanim, get up to do the avoida. Leviyim, get to do the duchonim right now. And Yisrael, you stand there, v'shasta mainid, b'rim amodim, you stand there. Agrifos hamelech, shoma keloi, adches pasois. As you know how loud this Gavin used to talk, when he used to tell the people, get up, and tell them that Agrifas HaMelech, that was mamish 8 parsois away, was able to hear his voice. But not some way matonis harbi. And Agrifas used to give, I says, Gavin a lot of presents, says he liked his voice. He was able to hear 8 miles away, tremendous. So he used to give him presents. Ben Gever Al Nilas Asharim.
He took care of opening and closing the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. So more says, Tirgim Rav, Kumi debase Reb Shela, that Korah Gavra, is that it says the Gemara in Yuma, that Bechol Yoin, that the terminus of Mizbeach, the Kriyas HaGever, like every morning there used to be a Kriyas HaGever, so the Shalom is, what does that mean, the Kriyas HaGever? Does it mean the rooster used to yell out, used to wake up from the voice of the rooster, or does it mean from a person? So he answered him back, Achruz Kruze, it means to say like here, Achruz, the person used to wake them up. Now that doesn't mean the rooster, it means rather a person. Omalesi said back to him, Ema Korotanagurla, maybe it means that the Gemara in Yuma, maybe it means like a rooster used to make the noise and they would wake up from the noise of a rooster. Omalesi answered back, the Yotanin, we learned Ben Gever, said like the son of a Gever. So Isloch Lemaimar Baratanagola, does our Mishnah mean to say Ben Gever means the son of a rooster? For sure it means a person. So there also, it says the Lashon of Korah Gavram, even though it says over the Lashon of Kriyas HaGever there means a person, means the Vekir, and not a rooster. Gever, Isloch Lemaimar, Bar Tanagulto. If else you could say it was a person, why should you say it's a Tanagul? It's more mistaken to say it was a person, and the person was called Gever. Hachinami, Kriyas HaGever, Liotim Kori. The Kriyas HaGever they called a person. So the mistaken to say more, it was a person that did it. Omalei, for what's the name that we learned? Ben Gever is the name of Baratanagulus. Ben Bobby Alapkia. Ben Bobby used to take care of the Pkia. We said that's the Psilus, that the Psilus used to make the wicks. Shoye Mazaig Psilus. He would twirl together the wigs. The wigs for the Minerva. The Godlun Makalan. Rabbi Yaisi Oil Lakufra. He went to this place. Boye Mimine Olayan Panasoyan. Parnassim. He wanted to put upon the city Parnassim. He wanted to put the people, Mamuna, like people taking charge over the city. Take a job, like take care of the city. And he didn't want to do it. He wanted to set up the system that you'll take care of the Beis Medrash, you'll take care of this. Set up let's say, jobs, not jobs, what do you call it, positions for the people.
But like Kidman, the people didn't want him to Kabul. Nobody wanted to be like the president. Nobody wanted to take care. Minoin. Is oil he went there, Vyomer, and he said to them, Kumayhun. Then Bovi Alapkiya. The Mishnah says when Bovi, he took care, his job was to take care of the Psilos. Umayim Ze, Mazachim, Shenisman Alapsilos. He was only, his whole job was to take care of the wicks, to twirl the wicks. Zochuli Monesim Gderli Ador. He was included in our Mishnah that talks about the big tzaddikim, the Gderli Ador. So you see, even though he was a Mamunah, he was appointed, he could still be a God Lador. Is Atun. Osun, Sha'atim, Nismanin, Achayin, Afosh, Lekoshchein. You people now, I want to make you appointed to take care of Tzorchi Rabim. Tzorchi Rabim is mamish like Chayin, Afosh, to keep the people alive. So for sure, it's a tremendous thing to do, and don't turn me down. By the Benazal Atzutzel. Benazal used to take care of the music, of the instrument here. Is Kiho de Tanin, like we learned Tamon. Hey Nefas Sagin Besudrin. This guy used to pick up his clothing. Fehikish Benazal Atzutzel. And he would bang on the Tzutzel. Hugris ben Levi al-Ashir, he used to take care of the singing. Is Omar Rav Acha, Nima Yiseru HaYodeya. He knew how to sing a beautiful, nice, sweet voice. The Omar Olav was said on him, Al Hugris ben Levi, Shoyim Noyim Es Koyloi Bezemer. He used to remember sing very sweet. Hugishoyim Noyet Goydloi Betoich Pif. When he would put his thumb in his mouth, Hoyimoytsi Kama Mini Zemer. He'd be able to make a lot of different type of music come out of his mouth. He would use like a song to be an instrument, to direct like the voices, different ways, the different type of minas then would come out of it. All the other kanim used to like get so scared of the voice, have to like fall backwards, the head used to fall one on the other. He used to like have to lie the head down on the next friend, like the voice was so strong. That's how strong his voice was. Gormu amayis lechem aponim. Gormu, he used to take care of the lechem aponim. The more base Gormu how you became the amayis lechem aponim. This house, they knew how to take care and make lechem aponim. Uvri diosai. They knew how to take off the lechem also out of the oven. For the rot lalamid, they did not want to teach other people how to do it. They kept it for themselves. Eshokah chachomim, veheviu umnin melechsandria. So chachomim asked them, please teach us how to do it. And they even brought Chachomim, people from Alexandria, that know how to bake. So you became a mice lechem upon him. That these people would know how to make lechem upon him. But they were not became how to take it off, the bread off the oven. So right then, these people did not want to teach anybody else. So it's a shalif that was speaking or showing for doing this. For not teaching other people how to make lechem upon him. Fight the base gormoy hoyamasikim ifnim. Base gormoy used to know how to bake the bread in a certain way that the fire would be inside. For right the mivachutz, to be able to take the bread off outside. In other words, the type of a defus, type of a mold they had to make the bread in. Hoyibetaner. For hoyamasikim ifnim, they would bake it inside. They'd bake it inside the defus. For yoifim bachutz the defus. Betechataner. And they know how to bake on the outside of the defus. They knew how to bake the bread very good. For the hoist and the selfish, if you did like that, the bread will not get spoiled at all. The elu hoyo masikim mifnim, for right mifnim. Mashenk that other people, Alexandria, the smart people, they didn't know how to bake like that. They're only able to bake inside and take off the bread inside. Voyim and selfish, and when they did attack, the lechem upon them wasn't so fresh. It used to be a little bit spoiled. Kivon sheyodu chachomim bedovrazeh, when the chachomim found out about this, that the people of Beit Gormah are not teaching anybody else, and the lechem upon them is not doing so good, Omru, they said, they tended to them, whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu created in this world, he created so we should give kavod back to Hashem. So in other words, if you have this chokhmah to now to make lechem upon him, what are you keeping it for yourself for? Teach it to us. We also want to make lechem upon him look nice. Like the old chokhmah is to be used to do avodas Hashem with it. So what are you keeping it for yourself? Why don't you teach us? So Chum sent after them, come to us. They didn't accept, they didn't come. The Vezgorma stood home. Finally they got to them, they paid them double pay. If we give them double pay, then they came, then they took business. Is Yud Beis Mon Hoyenoitlin, and Mithilde they used to get paid Yud Beis Mon, the Nostalhem Chavdalim, and they gave them 24 monies, and because of that, now maybe they told over their cigarettes how you're supposed to bake it. No, they used to get paid 24 monies. And they gave them now 48. How come you don't want to teach anybody? is Amrul answer that said like this, Messiah received Yudena, we have a Kabbalah, may I have a sign from our fathers, Shabbayis Hazeh also the Kharif. This Beis HaMikdash will be Kharif, it's not going to be here forever. And we don't want, Shla Yilmudu Acherim, the Yaslof Ne'avoy the Zorah Shalhem. We don't want other people to know how to make the Lechem upon him, because then they shouldn't go after the Churban Abayis, they'll be able to other people, other Avoy the Zorahs, to make Lechem upon it for them. So they meant to Letzav Lishmo, they meant it. They didn't want anybody else to know how to make the Lechem upon him. Is Bidvorim Halolu Mastir Nesim Lishvach. When they said this answer, then the Chachamim will mashbiach them. That's a good answer. Shlo yotzu biyad b'neim pas nekiyim yirlim. They gave them like a brochom from their houses and never came out a pas nekiy, a nice bread. So there's a new zakhna. But Mastir Nesim Lishvach. What was the shvach? Yishlo yotzu biyad v'neyim pas nekiyim yirlim. From their own house, their own bread they had in their own house, they never baked a nice bread. Shlo yiyu people should not say mi ma'isa lechem upon them hey, as their own children, the bread they ate in the house was like bad bread. It was never nice, clean bread. Today people shouldn't say like they stole like lechem upon him and they're giving it to their kids or they made lechem upon him for their kids. So therefore, the remark could never to have good bread in the house. And this was a shvach. And that's something we know. But for this thing that they did, the Rabbonim gave them a shvach. For this thing that they never had nice bread in the house. Yeah. The same mice happens was based aftinus. Based aftinus are mice ktoris. They used to take care, they knew how to make the ktoris. So based aftinus for you became a mice pitam ktoris. They knew how to make the ktoris. They knew how to make the type of a grass, hanikra cane, that's called maloshin, and used to burn it, used to make give off smoke. They knew how to make this. For the Rosh Lama, they didn't want to teach anybody else how to do the pitam ktoris. Or Sholcho Veviu Umnin, Malaxandria. So Chomim went and sent other people from Alexandria, Shomitraim, where he became a Pitam Akteris. But these people also knew how to make the Pitam Akteris. But they did not know how to work with this type of grass. The Maloshim to make the smoke, that they did not know how to do. Is Shabbat Savtinus, Hoysa, Mr. Meris, Vioila, Kemakel, Upusiv Yeredis. Hey, basically, they knew how to make cloth the Akteris. And it's Maloshim, they know how to make the smoke go up very nice. It means, the smoke used to go straight up like a tamer. When it got to the top, on top it used to spread out. Then the smoke would come down. That's the way they knew how to do a chokhmah like that. When they burnt this on the grass, the smoke like went straight up, hit the roof light, then turned down and came straight down again. That was the big chokhmah. They knew how to do it. When the people in Alexandria tried to do this, it fell down right away. They didn't do a good job. As soon as the Chachamim found out about this, that they're not teaching us how to do the Pitam HaKtoris and it's not being done the right way, is Armu, they said to this base, Aftinus, whatever Hashem created for his covenant. So if you know how to make the Pitam HaKtoris, why aren't you teaching it to us that we should do it? Is Shalchu Achrayim V'loi Rosalovi. Again, the Chum said, come to us, they didn't want to come. Again, after a couple of them's Chum, so they said, we'll pay you double schar. Shnayim Osim Mona, Hoyonot, we used to get 12 Mona. V'nostalem Esim V'yaboh, 24. If you do one Esim V'yaboh, another took 24. V'nostalem Yaboh V'shmoyim, they paid them now 48. Is Armulem, the Chum finally asked them, Mipneima, Einatim Roitzim Lamid, how come you don't want to teach us how to make the Pitam HaKtoris? Armulem, they said like this, Messiah received your day, we have a Kabbalah, we accept it from our fathers. Never say no. Sha'abayis hazeh wasa lichorah. This bias also won't stay forever. And we don't want shlo yilmudu achrayim v'yuaisim kenal tayah v'yuaisim kenal tayah v'yuaisim. We don't want people to know how to make the pitam akteris, because then they'll use it for the wrong purposes, for the avodah zarah. And bidvorim halolu maskir nes l'shvach. For this next thing, the Chomim spoke about his people, l'shvach, about something nice they did. None of their wives ever walked out with any type of makeup or perfume. Why not? That people shouldn't say they took it from the Pitam HaKtoris. When anybody would get married to a lady from another makam, they made a tonight with her, I'll only marry you if you don't wear any perfume. Why? the people should not talk about it and say, you know why the wise smell so nice? Because they're using the Pitam Akteris. We had before, the Yisim, the Kiyam Hashem, may Yisrael. It should be nothing, it should be clean from Hashem and for people also. People shouldn't come to talk things bad about you. So they were makbid not to have the wives use any type of psalm, any type of perfume. But Omer Rebbe Yosi, Pa Machas Yisayim of Yerushalayim. One time I was standing in Yerushalayim. Ometzosti Tinuk Echad. I found a small child. Mash Michel Beis Aftinus. Came from this house, from Beis Aftinus. That knew how to make the Pitam Akteris. Is a Marti Loi Bini. Me'ezim Mishpacha Ata. Whose family are you from? Or Malim Mishpacha Tloini. From this Mishpacha. Or Marti Loi Bini. Avosecho. Your father. Lefishen is Kavno. L'Ravo is Kvoidam. They had mind to be mechabit, to make a lot of Kavod Hashem. Or L'mayit Kvoid. Or they wanted to make a lot of care. L'Ravo is Kvoidam. They wanted to make themselves Kavod. In other words, they didn't want to teach anybody else how to make the Pitam Akteris. They only kept it for themselves to keep themselves like big shots. Or the Mayat Kvoit Shemayim, and they were Mayat, they took away from the Kvoit Shemayim because they didn't tell anybody else. Is Lepikach, therefore, Kvoit Om Nis Mayat, their covet went away. Or Kvoit Shemayim Nis Rabba, and Akash Baruch took care of his own covet. Because Kvoit Om Nis Mayat means the Churban Abayas. After the Churban Abayas, we don't know from you anymore. Or Kvoit Shemayim Nis Rabba means Shomru Hoemais. And Lekechem Shalelu Huemis. But Vashenkin, the Goyim all talk about that Hashem is Emes. His Kvoit Shemayim is clear. Even after Churban Abayis, we still have Kvoit Shemayim. Vashenkin, Kvoit of your father's house, we don't know about anymore. Omri Rabbi Kiva.
Shachli Shimon ben Luga, that Malakin Hoyisi Yasovim Mani V'tinikechet. I was once collecting grasses with this child, Michel Beis Aftinus. That came from the child was from Beis Aftinus. V'ra'isi Yosei Shebochov Risi Yosei Shesochak. I saw the child was laughing. I saw the child was crying. His, why are you crying? Or he answered me, my father's covet was lost. Why did you laugh? Or he said, because lost love, then we'll have the Beis Hamikdash back again. Then they'll be covered again from my mishpacha. Or my Royce, his, what did you see that made you cry and made you laugh? Is Mala Osun Negdi? I saw this grass, this leaf of Mala Osun. Is Nomisi Lois? So I said to him, Bini Herali, my son, please show it to me. Tell me, shall I show me which is the Mala Osun? Osun. Is all Malisa the Tinik told to me, Rebbe, Misuris Biyodi Miavoisai. I have a Misuris, a Kabbalah from my father's Shlel Haroiso Labriya. I can't show it to anybody, to any person. Is Om Rabbi Yechin Benuri. Pogabi Zokinechet, I once met an older person, Michel Beis Aftinus, he came from this house of Beis Aftinus, or Megillah Salmon Biyodi, and he had a Megillah that was written inside this Megillah, the different how to make the Pitam Akteris. Is Omar Ali, Rebbe, so he said to me, Lishavar Hoye Beis Abba Tznuyim, at the beginning, my father's house, the people there were Tznuyim, were modest. For Hoyu Moisurin as a Megillah Zois Elo Leelum. And used to give over this Megillah one to the other, the people